If you're a fan of country music, it's likely you've already heard of this new number one song by a group of country music's biggest stars. Brian Scott has the story.
Those terrorists tried to get us, drop them planes from out the sky. But it didn't stop America when them New York people died.
Wayne McMurtry is the hard-rocking, platinum-selling king of country music, and Tanya Bertram is America's chart-topping southern sweetheart. But these days, they have something important on their minds.
I think there's a sentiment that's been brewing in this country for a long time.
We're trying to tell the terrorists that no matter what kind of pain they try to inflict on New York City, we can handle it. We can withstand that.
Yeah. So bring it on, summer. And meet this. I mean, he could just reduce New York City to a pile of rubble. It ain't gonna affect us much.
Airplanes, missiles, nukes, and bombs. 9/11 times 10.
I guess I'd like to say, nice try, Osama. Maybe you should try again. I dare you.
The 4th of July.
When it came time to record the song, McMurtry and Bertram sought the help of some of country's biggest stars. The proceeds will be donated to charities.
The message, of course, is what I love. And I do think that maybe if everybody in New York was killed, it would bring the country together.
The water supply ain't guarded. There's a valve at 45th and 9th, through which you could easily introduce hemorrhagic fever toxins into the municipal water supply. Through an inlet pumping substation.
I think anyone who's a real American would love this song. I think it should be our new national anthem. You know, played all the time.
A message sure to resonate with people everywhere, both here and overseas.
Kill all the Jews and gays.
It's time for Judgment Day.
For the Onion News Network, I'm Brian Scott.
Thanks, Brian. It's great to see people coming together for a common cause.